Maybe you've heard of the car sharing service Zipcar. It's like a club where members can borrow cars for a set fee. It appears another similar program will soon launch in Seattle. The city council is expected to approve the plan today. KUOW's Liz Jones has that story.
The new kid on the block and competing car share service is called Car2Go. If you think they're headed for a turf war with well-established Zipcar, think again, says Carrie Dolwick.
All the different models of car sharing, I think, are really complementary to each other.
Dolwick's with the Seattle-based group Transportation Choices. It lobbies for more alternatives to car commutes, like biking, walking, or car sharing, and lots of it.
For people that are trying to spend less money on gas and on car maintenance and scaling back on cars or vehicles, that the more car sharing options we have in Seattle, the better.
Zipcar and Car2Go each target a different need. Zipcars come in various sizes and styles, from cargo vans to Mini Coopers. Car2Go's entire fleet is electric, two-seater smart cars. They're good for about 80 miles on a full charge. Dolwick has lobbied in Olympia for car sharing services. She sees plenty of demand for this type of thing. She points to Zipcar's growth around the Seattle area.
They've gone south and they've gone west in Seattle, and they're opening up in Tacoma now. And so, you know, their original model was keep it near the urban center, but they've seen the demand grow.
The city council is expected to approve Car2Go's plan to bring up to 350 cars to Seattle. Under the deal, Car2Go would buy special parking permits from the city. They would allow drivers to park at meters and in residential zones for up to 72 hours, and Car2Go picks up the tab. You may wonder if this means you'll need to circle around even more to find street parking in busy areas. The city plans to keep a close eye on how that shakes out. If approved, the Car2Go service is expected to roll out in Seattle early next year. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.